Kevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, it must be yourself. It is. You think I wouldn't recognise you? I have to say, your fishing series is going to bomb, isn't it?
That's great.
You're really enjoying it too.
There's been great feedback, and you know, the seafood trails, the Irish one, it's you get to meet some amazing people.
Yeah.
Producers, fishermen, and I'm going to talk about two fish recipes in a minute, but it reminds us how hard fishermen work. You know, yeah. We talk about the farming community in Ireland, which are spectacular, but we do have great produce. And you know, we're an island, and I think more and more people are cooking fish at home.
Yes.
I can see it in the restaurant. More and more people are ordering fish because we get our fish from Killybegs. Yeah. So it's great to see that. So thank you very much, Marty.
Yeah, no. And you seem to be genuinely enjoying yourself going out and fishing with them and all that.
Eating and drinking.
Didn't see you catch an awful lot, in fairness. But I know.
But you see, you need that to the experts. That is the key.
That is their...
Would you agree in that?
I totally do. So what fish are we doing? What are we up to?
So we're going to do two very different... we're going to do a lovely monkfish and chickpea curry.
Okay.
And then we're going to do crispy whiting. We'll talk about the whiting first. Goujons. So the goujons are fantastic, and I'll tell you why, because you can make them ahead and they're great for kids.
Yes.
So let's talk about whiting. Whiting is good value. It's plentiful, and it's one of those sustainable fish. And so if you go to your local fishmonger and if you get it, your fish filleted, pin-boned, there's nothing to be scared of. Absolutely nothing to be scared of.
Which was my problem all my life.
Yeah. Can I mention to your listeners, just there's a gentleman I met a few years ago on the seafood trails, and he's in Galway, and it's eatmorefish.ie, Gannett Seafood. But during lockdown, which is all behind us, please God, and I used to order fish every week from this guy online, and he will pin bone, he'll fillet the fish, and he'll send it anywhere in Ireland. Now, no one has mastered that in my eyes, and obviously you want to support your local fishmonger.
Sure.
But this guy is interesting.
Well, he'll send it, you're a restaurant, he'll send it to houses as well.
That's what I mean. For houses.
That's what he does.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
All right, so it's not just
wholesale. Eatmorefish.ie, look him up.
We're talking about the whiting.
Yes, we're going to talk about the lovely crumbs, first of all. So you get your fishmonger, he'll prepare the whiting. You cut it into about the size of your thumb or a little bit bigger than that. And with the breadcrumbs, you're going to get some breadcrumbs. We're going to put a little bit of chopped parsley into it, curry powder, chili powder for a bit of heat, and turmeric will give lovely colour. I'm using two types of sesame seeds, the black and the white.
They'll
give lovely flavour. The white are easier to get. The black ones, you'll have to go to the Asian market for that.
All right, okay.
They're more crunchier, there's a lovely bit of a texture, and they're slightly stronger in flavour.
Okay.
So with your goujons, then you're going to dip what we call panne. So you mix all those ingredients together in your breadcrumbs. So you dip your little strips of whiting. You can use haddock, you can use whiting, or cod, or you can use also a hake. So any kind of whitefish works really well for this.
Okay.
So you dip it in flour, you get one egg, you beat it with some milk, and then you roll it in the breadcrumbs. The proper French technique for this is called panne. So to dip it in flour, egg, and breadcrumbs. So when your fish is crumbed into the fridge, let it just sit there. It'll keep for a day or two, or you can freeze it. I'm a big believer in doing things in batches. You've heard me talking about this.
You
can get extra whiting, and you can flour, egg, and breadcrumb them, and keep some of them in the freezer.
That's very true.
Fantastic.
And the great thing about a goujon is that no matter how small the person is, it appeals, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It's kind of, and you might have a few, whatever, share them around, whatever. They can play all sorts of games with goujons.
Absolutely, and it's like a good homemade fish finger.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know, exactly.
And there are other fish fingers, and they're very fine indeed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes,
and right. Marty, if you don't like the chili in it, you can leave that out. I would definitely recommend mild chili powder or curry powder and mild chili powder if you use it.
Okay.
So when that's done, then you can just literally either deep fry them, you can bake them off in the oven, or you can shallow fry them. There's a few different techniques.
Which is better for you?
If I'm shallow frying them, I'd use a little bit of oil, rapeseed oil and butter, and then they'd probably cook in about 3 to 4 minutes either side.
I love the fact you use butter.
I know. Oh, dude.
Yeah,
people are always lagging me off about the butter.
No, I love it, so I do.
So Marty, you roll your fish is already done, you'd literally pan fry it or bake it off in the oven. If you're going to bake it off, your listeners, about temperature 180, and that'll take about 12 minutes
on
parchment paper. You probably won't get the lovely colour and that lovely flavour from pan frying. If you have a little deep fat fryer, I find that the quickest. And not every house has a deep fat fryer.
Sure.
With that, we're going to do a lovely little mango salsa.
Ah.
So, and he's going to start dancing.
Little mango.
one mango peeled and diced, a little bit of sweet chilli sauce, and then we're going to put the juice and zest of some lime into that, which is really, really good. I'm using an infused chilli rapeseed oil for this, which will give a lovely, lovely kick, but you can use lovely chilli-infused olive oil, which is really nice.
Like this.
Yeah, coriander, or you could use basil, and then mix that all together. The salsa can be made ahead. It'll keep for about a week in your fridge, and it's a really lovely combination, Marty. But sometimes, with the fish goujons, a little bit of mayonnaise with some sweet chilli sauce or even tomato ketchup, Mary Rose. Oh, yeah. You don't need anything else.
Mayonnaise, I just think, just seals it off.
Yeah,
just
I agree.
Gorgeous.
I agree.
That's crispy whiting goujons, yeah. Chilli jam and mango salsa.
Now, onto a bit of curry.
Oh, you're doing a curry as
well? Yeah, oh, we are. Jeez, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to shortchange you with one recipe.
I thought you were going to do a dessert or something. All right.
Sorry about that.
A curry.
What's
in the curry?
Okay, so it's monkfish curry.
Oh, my favourite. So, I love monkfish.
So do I. And it's a great fish. I'm often asked, what's the one fish you should start eating? I would recommend monkfish because it has quite a firm texture to it.
Yes, yeah.
Now, monkfish used to be thrown back into sea and used for scampi years ago. It's one of the most highly prized, so it's classed as a prime fish. It's a round fish, so it is, and it's absolutely gorgeous. You can eat the monkfish cheeks, which are delicious.
Don't tell me that.
I swear to God.
I don't want to know that.
They're not the prettiest fish.
But that's why.
I know. And Marty, also, when we were over in Spain in the Basque kind of country, I saw them selling monkfish liver. I've never seen that. And it's known as the foie gras of the sea. I don't particularly like it. It's just a personal thing, but it is highly prized.
You see, quite often with me, if I don't know what it is, I have a much better time. Do you know what I mean? And you and I know, someone could serve us that. I mean, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, until we know what it is.
I know it is, it's true, that thought.
Yeah.
Anyway,
meantime, back at the cheek of a monkfish.
I'm using the monkfish tail, which will be trimmed, and the membrane.
You're the other
and Marty, the monkfish has a membrane on it, so your fishmonger will just remove that, so that will leave it a little bit, chewy, but just kind of tougher to eat, so make sure that's removed. So we'll talk about the curry, and then we'll talk about the monkfish, and it's a really, really quick recipe, this.
Okay.
So, rapeseed oil in a nice kind of like a pot, one onion finely chopped. I'm putting sweet potato into this, but you could use butternut squash. I've made this with peppers, I've made this with pumpkin, so you can mix up different vegetables. Even carrots is gorgeous in this. A couple of cloves of garlic and some grated ginger. So that's the base for the curry. Start
a lot of flavours in there.
We're now running it going, running it warmed up, me and you. you kind of sweat that off.
Yeah.
So what sweating means, just feel this, is just you're combining all the ingredients, but you're not really getting too much colour. So that's the base for that. Now we're going to put in some mild curry spice, and then we're going to put in some turmeric and some chopped tomatoes, which is gorgeous. Coconut milk, one can of coconut milk. You've heard me mention a lovely Irish company called Thai Gold.
Yes,
really good coconut milk.
Yeah.
It's all organic, it's creamy. Is it low fat? No, it's delicious.
You've got to say that with relish.
I do.
It's not low fat.
I do.
No.
And then a tablespoon of mango chutney, which will really give lovely freshness, sweetness, and then a squeeze of lime juice, into this. Now, chickpeas, I like them in a curry. They give lovely texture.
Mm.
They can be very bland sometimes. So,
but it wouldn't be in this.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
No.
We make this regularly at home, and the twins love it, so they do.
Is this Spanish?
No, where is it from? That's a good question. I suppose it's kind of...
chickpeas and...
Indian, really.
Yeah.
It's a good question,
okay.
Marty. It's kind of a made-up recipe, to be true.
Is it?
But it works really well. Well, I have to say that,
cool.
So, Marty, chickpeas go in, you rinse them off, it's a can, they're already cooked. For texture, the juice of the lime is really important. Cuts through that sweetness of the mango, and then some baby spinach. And then what you do with your monkfish when it's ready, you literally just chop it into nice big chunks, and you poach the monkfish in the curry. That will take
in the curry.
Yeah, that'll take about maybe 8 to 10 minutes, depending on how thick you cut the cubes of monkfish.
Alright.
Okay, finish it if you want to with some prawns, only if you want to, that's not in the recipe. Serve that with some rice, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Now, the curry on its own, without the monkfish and all that, will keep in your fridge for up to a week, and you can freeze it. I make it again in batches.
Yeah, I think the monkfish is enough.
Oh, I agree.
You know, adding something else in, then you kind of go.
Well, I think so. And monkfish is not a cheap fish, let's be honest.
Well, that's the thing about it, too.
It's a prime fish.
But you made the point, and it's been made before by you, and I agree, that it's the texture.
Oh, it is.
Monkfish. It really works.
Yeah, it is.
Know.
It's great, and it's not going to break and go mushy. That's a good point you've said there.
Yeah, because, you know, particularly for an ageist like me, who's still on your 16th book, I'm still getting through that one as it goes.
God loves a dryer.
God loves a dryer. A new one on the way, I suppose. That's lovely. I think that's gorgeous. Monkfish, chicken. chickpea curry with spinach or spinach basmati rice. I just think that's gorgeous.
It's tasty. It really is really lovely, and it keeps well. And I hope your listeners will try that now.
The other one was the crispy whiting goujons with chili jam and mango salsa. There's loads of flavours going on here today.
There is, isn't there?
That's good. And this, of course, is, as the fellow said, a healthy beginning.
Yeah.
Here we are, Fabi. Now, listen, tonight at the Late Show's Eurovision Song Contest. So we better play Eurovision Song. Have you a favourite Eurovision song? Lordy. Have you a favourite Eurovision
What's
song?
What's Another Year?
What's
Another Year?
Johnny Logan.
Why not? Great man.
We play it.
Will we do that?
Marty, go for it. What's another year? What's another 2 years? Now that you're,
that's for sure.
Now that you're flying again. Thanks, Evan. Just a reminder again, the recipe is available on Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, and you will find all Nevin's recipes there. Take it away, Johnny.
Enjoy your night.
I will.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.